Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The One Slide Offer by Sterling Gardner is a compact sales and messaging guide focused on helping entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants, and service providers sell high-ticket offers quickly without relying on drawn-out presentations or pressure tactics. Centered on a single-slide framework, the book argues that buyers do not need more information, they need clearer decision-making. Gardner positions the one-slide approach as a way to simplify what you sell, why it matters, and how a prospect can move forward, all in a short conversation that respects the other person's time. The emphasis is on integrity, meaning the offer must genuinely help the right client and the sales process should feel like guidance rather than manipulation. Readers can expect practical direction on structuring an offer, diagnosing a prospect's real problem, naming outcomes, addressing risk, and making a confident ask. The promise is speed with substance, concise communication that increases conversions while keeping trust intact. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the one-slide framework as a clarity tool. A core idea in the one-slide offer is that a single visual can organize the essential logic of a high-ticket offer better than a long deck or improvised pitch. The one-slide is not presented as a gimmick, but as a forcing function that removes fluff and makes the value proposition easy to grasp. By compressing the offer into one page, you are required to choose the few points that truly drive decisions: who the offer is for, the problem it solves, the outcome a buyer wants, and the path to get there. This approach can also reduce the cognitive load on the prospect, which matters in real sales calls where attention is limited and anxiety can be high. The slide becomes a shared map for the conversation, keeping both parties aligned and preventing the call from drifting into unrelated details. For the seller, it acts like a checklist that builds confidence and consistency across calls. For the buyer, it offers a simple structure for evaluating fit, making it easier to say yes when it is right and easier to say no when it is not. Secondly, positioning a high-ticket offer with integrity, Gardner frames integrity as the foundation of sustainable high-ticket selling, which means the offer must be designed around real outcomes and honest constraints. Instead of selling to everyone, the one-slide approach encourages tighter positioning so that the right prospects self-identify. This includes defining the ideal client, clarifying who should not buy, and being explicit about what the program or service does and does not do. Integrity also shows up in how you discuss results, emphasizing transformation and measurable progress without making guarantees you cannot control. In high-ticket contexts, the trust gap can be large, so credibility comes from specificity, coherence, and proof that matches the claim level. The book's premise implies that when the offer is well positioned, you can shorten the sales process because you are not trying to persuade someone to want what they do not want. Instead, you are helping a qualified buyer understand the pathway and the commitment required. This creates a cleaner yes or no decision and reduces refund risk, buyer remorse, and reputational damage. Thirdly, a 5-minute sales conversation structure. Selling in under 5 minutes does not mean rushing. It means removing unnecessary steps and focusing on the decision points that matter. The book's concept suggests a conversation that moves from context to problem to desired outcome, then to the offer as a bridge, and finally to a clear next step. A short sales flow relies on preparation, knowing your offer, knowing your criteria for fit, and asking direct questions that surface urgency and constraints. Instead of long rapport building or exhaustive feature explanations, the conversation aims to confirm alignment quickly. The one slide supports this by keeping the narrative linear, where the prospect is now, where they want to go, and what it takes to get there. A short call also benefits from crisp language around the process, timeline, support, and expectations, because ambiguity forces longer discussion. When done well, brevity communicates confidence and respect. It also lowers the emotional intensity often associated with high-ticket decisions, because the prospect is guided through a straightforward evaluation rather than being led through a high-pressure performance. Fourthly, handling objections by clarifying risk and fit. High-ticket objections often come down to uncertainty, uncertainty about results, about timing, about the seller, or about the prospect's own ability to follow through. The book's one-slide concept naturally supports objection handling by making assumptions visible and giving you a place to address risk without getting defensive. Instead of debating, you can re-anchor the conversation on fit criteria, expected outcomes, and the required commitments. Many objections are actually requests for clarity. What exactly happens after I pay? How will we measure progress? What support is included? And what are my responsibilities? By anticipating these questions in the structure of the slide, you reduce friction and keep the conversation calm. Integrity-based selling also implies that sometimes the best response is to disqualify, refer out, or recommend a lower-stakes option. That stance can increase long-term trust and word of mouth, even when it costs a sale today. When a buyer feels understood and not cornered, they are more likely to be honest about their hesitation, allowing you to address the real issue rather than superficial pushback. Lastly, building a repeatable offer and scalable sales system, beyond a single call, the one-slide offer concept points towards systemizing both the offer and the sales process, so results are not dependent on mood, improvisation, or charismatic pitching. A repeatable slide can be used across discovery calls, webinars, short presentations, partnerships, and sales enablement for a team. This supports consistency in messaging, which is crucial when you are selling premium services, where mixed signals erode confidence. The one slide also encourages offer refinement. If the slide is hard to fill out, the offer may be too broad, the outcome may be vague, or the path may be unclear. In that way, the tool becomes diagnostic for product market fit and for pricing logic. A scalable system also includes qualification standards, clear next steps, follow-up practices, and a delivery promise that is easy to understand. When these elements are stable, you can increase volume without increasing complexity. The end goal is a sales process that feels light for the buyer and reliable for the seller, creating more predictable revenue while preserving the trust that high-ticket businesses depend on. In conclusion, this book is best for coaches, consultants, agency owners, course creators, and service-based entrepreneurs who want to sell premium offers without long webinars, complex decks, or aggressive persuasion. It is also useful for experienced sellers who already have a strong offer but feel their pitch is bloated, inconsistent, or too dependent on personal energy. The practical benefit is improved clarity. When you can explain your offer in a simple structure, you reduce uncertainty for prospects and for yourself. That can lead to faster decisions, cleaner client fit, fewer draining calls, and more confidence in your pricing. The integrity angle matters because high-ticket selling often attracts skepticism. A straightforward, qualification-driven approach helps protect your reputation and client outcomes. Compared with broader sales books that teach many scripts, tactics, or psychological triggers, the one-slide offer is positioned as a focused framework you can apply immediately and reuse across channels. The simplicity is the differentiator. One slide you can refine over time, rather than a library of techniques that are hard to remember in real conversations. For buyers who value speed, clarity, and trust, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Sterling Gardner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.